Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and I'm so glad that you're listening in today. We're going to have a good show. We're going to be talking today about love, intuition, how to use your intuition in relationships. And as many of you know, and for those who don't know, I'm the author of Love and Intuition, and I have today a guest with me who is also a psychic and an author, and she's written the book, I Saw Your Future and He's Not It, A Psychic's Guide to True Love. And this is the author, and our guest is Louise Helene. Louise, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, Sherry. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about Louise. She's a second-generation psychic. She's a tarot card reader, crystal ball gazer, and she's conducted thousands of readings throughout her 30-year career as a spiritual advisor. She's the co-author, as I just told you, of I Saw Your Future and He's Not It. And she's from the Chicago area. Her website, if you're interested in taking a look more about Louise, is www.louisehelenethepsychic.com. And, of course, my website is www.sherrydillard.com. And please check me out and sign up for my newsletter, and I'll promise not to bombard you with newsletters. All right, so Louise, you've written a book. Oh, by the way, everybody, we are taking calls today, 800-930-2819. Louise is going to be taking calls, as well as you'll get the benefit of both of us. So please give us a call today. Again, that's toll-free, 800-930-2819. Louise, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me on your show.
I was reading through your book, and I really like your storytelling. I always like a good story about love and relationships and how intuition can really help us to kind of maneuver through that sometimes confusing area of our lives, very, very important area of our lives. What inspired you to write the book?
Well, my clients inspired me because I get so many calls from clients and their love life is very challenging, and I wanted them to be able to tap into some of their own natural intuition. You know, we're all intuitive. We all have, it's just more developed in some of us than others, and in each chapter, I have psychic exercises, along with a story about my clients, and psychic exercises to help people develop that. So my clients really inspired me, and my desire to help them, and so that they can put some of the power of their love life in their own hands.
Yeah, well, you know, anybody who does intuitive work, psychic work, probably astrology, and probably many other things, you know, will tell you the same thing, that as you know, relationship seems to be almost number one, if not number one, of the reasons why people want to connect with us. We do have a caller on the line right now. I think we'll probably – let's just go – Brian, who do you have for me that's wanting to come in and talk to us? Brian? Oh,
Yes, indeed. We have Christine from California, and you are on the air with Sherry and guest.
Hi, Christine. Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
So, thank you for calling. What's going on? What did you have a question?
Oh, yeah. So I started dating someone a month ago, and I just want to see what your reading on that is, if there's a potential for a relationship there.
Can you give us the first initial of that?
P.
Say that again.
His name is Patrick.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go with the whole name, huh? All right. So about a month ago, you started dating Patrick. Louise, do you want to maybe...
Yes,
getting anything on that?
Yes. Your name is Christine, correct?
Yes.
Your name is Christine. All right. I'd like you to close your eyes, and I would like you to visualize Patrick's eyes and face. And I wanted to get his vibration. And you wanted to know what I want to give you this. I'd like you to close your eyes. As I feel his vibration, I feel that he's had a very active love life in the past. And I feel he's had a lot of problems. And I feel in some ways he's very weary of getting into involved. I feel him going rather slow. And I don't know if you experienced that with him, and rather slow. I do want to say that I do see you seeing him in the future. I don't feel that this is just now. You said it's been about a month. I feel that things will become more intense in the next 3 to 4 months. And I feel that period of time will be very important for the two of you. But I feel he's very interested in you.
Christine, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But just I feel a little bit slow with him. I feel that it's going to be a little hard for you to figure him out. And be a little bit patient. And like I said, be patient for a few months.
You know, let me add, too. Thank you, Louise. Let me add also, Christine, I'm feeling like there's a lot of healing that's going to take place in this relationship. And I feel that you're going to have to be a little careful about kind of jumping to conclusions with him. Because I feel like Louise said he's going to go slow. He's not fully expressing everything. He's a little, like she said, reluctant right now. So don't jump to conclusions about what that means. You know what I mean? And, you know, Christine, you're giving up such a strong healing vibration right now. And I think it's good that it's going to go slow, because I feel like it's good for you to kind of just relax, breathe into this, and just try to kind of like be present to it without bringing into it, like I said, any preconceived like meaning into kind of who he is and where he's at with this, and just kind of take it a day at a time. Okay?
Yeah. I'm trying to take it really slow too, because I think maybe both of us are also going through some healing. So
yeah, you both are, and that's it's good. You're in the same place in that way, and So. It's going to be, you know, I agree with Louise. I feel like it will gain momentum, but I think right now it's good to kind of just, you know, approach this with a really fresh, clear consciousness and just take it slow one day at a time. All right, my dear. Thank
awesome.
You so
thank you.
Much for giving us a call today. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you,
God
Christine.
Bless.
All right, now we're going to have to take a break, I think, in a few minutes. We've got a few minutes. I'll take this. We got another caller. I think we'll take her after break, just so we'll make sure we get enough time to go into her question. And while we've got a few minutes, let me ask you, Louise, what do you, you know, in your experience with working with so many people with dating and the calls and the, you know, questions that you've had. How does intuition kind of, what's your best advice for someone in using their intuition with, we'll say like Christine, when first meeting someone, first getting started in a relationship, what should we be paying attention to?
Well, you should be paying attention to your feelings about that person. I'm going to say this. Many of my clients, they're in a hurry to get into a relationship.
Uh-huh.
They block out all of their natural intuition. You know, we know we ladies are, men are intuitive, but women are very highly intuitive. And they block all that out because they want to be in a relationship. A big thing is to not be in a hurry. Wait for love. You know, we all want a good relationship in our life, and sometimes that's worth waiting for. So one thing is to wait. And in my book, every chapter, there's 20 chapters in the book, every chapter I have a psychic edge exercise. And I have different exercises that help us pay attention. Many times when we feel intuitive about something, we get a physical sensation in our body. And some of my exercises train us to pay attention to the physical, slight physical changes that we feel in our body.
That's when really, really good advice. Yeah, Louise, I hate to interrupt. We're going to have to go to a break. That's a great exercise, what you're just saying. We're going to talk more about this when we come back, and you're listening to Intuit University.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University. This is Sherry Dillard, and we're talking about love, intuition, awareness, psychic ability, and all that kind of fun stuff, all about relationships today. As you know or may not know, I'm the author of Love and Intuition, And I've got with me today another psychic who is the author of I Saw Your Future and He's Not It, A Psychic's Guide to True Love. And this is Louise Helene. And we are taking calls today, so please feel free. We'd love to hear from you. It's toll-free, 800-930-2819. And, Brian, I believe we've got a caller.
We sure do. Amala from Connecticut, you are on the air with Sherry Dillard. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Good. And yourself?
Pronounce your name? Almana?
It's Amla. Amla.
Oh, it's Amla. Amla. Yeah. That's a pretty name. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
Very pretty. Different.
Yeah. So, how are you today? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing okay. It's so humid up here. I don't know how you guys do it down in North Carolina. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I tell you, I grew up north, and that is probably one of the bigger differences is I miss the winters, and the summers here can be hellacious with the humidity.
Yes.
But I love North Carolina. I don't want
Emily, I'm sure it's beautiful.
Go ahead.
I'm hearing your voice.
Sorry?
Are you waiting for something? As I'm hearing your voice, are you waiting for something? Waiting to hear from someone? Because I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for love.
Yes.
I think honestly,
you're waiting. Yes.
Is that your question? Is that one of the? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right. Like what she said in the last segment. You know, it's worth basically waiting for and. Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for the real thing. So.
Okay, any thoughts on that? Any intuits on that, Louise?
Let me see. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes. I actually got a very strong vibration from you. That's why I felt like you're waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting to connect. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this. I see a couple disappointments from the past. I can feel them.
Yeah,
I feel a couple disappointments, and I want to say to you that, you know, you're ready right now, and I feel maybe in the past you weren't really ready, but I feel you're ready now. I want to give you this. I get to close your eyes. Now, I feel that you are going to meet, this is a little bit of a long-term prediction, but not too long, but this time next year, I see you meeting three different people in the course of these months. I see you meeting three different people that you will feel something for. But one of those people I feel will be the one. So you're going to meet the person who's the one. It's going to take a little while. I do feel around November, December, but as I said, I feel that you're going to meet a couple of other people, but they'll fall to the wayside, but you're going to be a little bit interested in them. I feel this will be an exciting year for you, and I see a home. Looking at, all of a sudden I saw a vision of a home. There's a lot of white in this house, a lot of white on the outside. And a lot of peaks. And I see you in this home, and I feel you looking at it with a man. And I see you looking up at it, and I feel you looking at this. So I definitely see that someone is coming in that will be your life mate, your soulmate. And I feel that the challenges, because I feel a couple disappointments that from the past, but I feel that then I just see when I look forward into for the next year, I see a lot of happiness. So, yes, I see someone coming in, three people, but one will be...
So, by November, you're saying, like, I'd probably have healers out?
Around that time, yes, by November, yes. And you might not recognize them immediately as the one, but it's a very important relationship.
Do I know them, do you think? Do you think I already know them?
I feel there's a familiar feeling. You know this person or you've met them. Yes. Feels very familiar to me.
Do you do any creative
work? Recognize them as the one. You didn't really recognize them. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Amala, do you do any creative work at all?
Yes, I do.
I keep getting that part of what's going on for you in the relationships is connected to your creativity. I keep getting you doing a lot of creative work, and I feel that in part what's happened is that you came in, I keep getting this really strong vibration from you that in this lifetime, a lot of what you're here to kind of be, you know, purpose-wise is creative attainment, this incredible, powerful creative energy you have. And I feel that you've almost had to work somewhat in kind of like really be self-contained in some ways to kind of really work on that creative energy. And I feel that, and I agree with Louise, because I feel like what's happening right now is you're more and more embodying that creativity and integrating it. And then as you do that, I feel what's happening is that that relationship is going to come in to support that, not to take away from it. And I feel like if you had gotten into anything too long term, it would have not supported that part of yourself previously. Mm-hmm. I also feel that one, the man that I feel like Louise is talking about is going to be someone who's also involved in some way in creativity. It may not be to the extent of you, but it's going to have a, the creative energy I get is going to have a big part in the connection between the two of you and kind of, like I said, supporting that because you have such an incredibly strong energy in that way.
Yeah.
All right, my dear.
Thank you so much. And can I just ask you, do you think he's in the same vicinity as me? Is he in Connecticut as well? That's less.
I feel that I see new... I've got to say this. I feel he's lived in some different places.
Okay.
Are you there, Louise?
He's lived in different places, you said? Is that it?
You know, I think we may have lost her. Louise?
I think we have.
All right, well... We'll keep talking. We'll just get her right back on the line. Sometimes phone calls drop. All right, my dear. It feels like you're ready to go. You know that? It feels like 2013 is going to be a good year for you. So, 13-14, we should say. 13-14.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Did you think he's in the vicinity, though?
Connecticut?
Yeah.
You know, feel like he... my feeling is, I want to say almost New York is what I'm feeling. How close are you to New York?
I'm northwest. I'm about 2.5 hours from New York.
Are you? Well, he may be, moving into the area or from that area, but, relatively close. You know, I'm from Massachusetts.
Okay.
The states up there can be a little smaller, but yeah, relatively so. All right. Thank you for calling, my dear. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So we're getting Louise back on the line here. While we're doing that, I just want to mention, too, we are taking calls today, 800-930-2819. And we're talking about love and relationships. And as we, I said at the beginning with Louise, a lot of the reasons that people call people like me and Louise is that relationships are a really big deal in our life. And in my book, Love and Intuition, I talk a lot about how to not only attract a partner, a loving, spiritual, practical kind of relationship, but also how to heal. Because healing is a really big part of attracting the kind of person we want, because we've all been able to attract the kind of people that maybe we haven't really worked out in the long term. And a lot of the times we attract that because we're in the process of healing and we're in the process of, whatever wounds we've had, becoming our best self in a love way. And, when we heal those wounds, what we tend to do then is we broadcast that energy, that really luminous, abundant love energy. And it's kind of like a honey to a bee. You know, when we have that energy, then we're able to draw that in. And when we're in life and we are not able to really be in that wonderful place within ourselves, then unfortunately that's the energy we broadcast out to others. And so we attract partners and people in our life that will assist us in healing. A lot of times we attract people who have some of the same wounds that we have too. And that, as many of us know, can be a difficult place to be. But what it tends to do in the big picture, however painful it may be, is it tends to help us to notice our wounds more and to go ahead and do what we need to do to get into a better place and to heal. We do have Louise back on the line, so that's wonderful. And we're going to take a break in just a minute. And when we come back, we'll be talking back with Louise. And we will be taking more calls, so feel free to give us a call. And again, Louise is the author of I Saw Your Future and He's Not It, A Psychic's Guide to True Love. She has been a psychic for many years, 30-year career as a psychic advisor, a spiritual advisor. Her website is www.louisehelenethepsychic.com, so you might want to check her out. And my website is www.sherrydillard.com, and we'll be right back with Louise.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard. And I'm being joined today by Louise Helene, author and psychic advisor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball gazer. We're taking calls today, and we're talking about love, relationships, psychic energy, and all kinds of those good things. I do want to mention, I had forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, if you have a question, but you cannot get to the phone or you're at work and or you would rather not call in, feel free to send me a question by email. And the email address to use for that is sgd7777@yahoo.com. Again, that's sgd7777@yahoo.com. Or you can call at 800-930-2819. Either way, I will check my emails during the show. All right, so we're back with Louise. We kind of lost connection there for a moment, which sometimes happens with psychic energy and vibration. And one of the things that Louise recommends, and I'm going to have her talk about a little bit, is sound vibration and mantras, and how maybe they can help us in relationships or attraction. How does that work, Louise?
Well, what we say, what the vibration of sound that we put out into the universe, and many times people say very negative things, and they're putting negative things out into the universe and it comes back. I want them to say positive things. The sound vibration goes out into the universe and it comes back. And it's very important, like saying a mantra. Now, mantras can be different for everyone depending what you want and what you're looking for. But it's very important to do the mantras regularly, at least when you get up in the morning. And if you have time during the day, for example, like the previous caller who's looking for that special someone, she could say something simply like, my soulmate, I will meet my soulmate today. My soulmate is in my life today. It can be something very specific for each person, something that they feel comfortable with. It should be something short, not real complicated, and it's the sound. There's a very powerful vibration to sound, and the universe brings it back to us. And what we hear with our ear, we also it creates a lot of psychic energy and vibration to attract it to us.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, I have a few meditations I've done on by video, and one of them is about attracting a soulmate. I've got it on YouTube. I've also got a post on it on my website if anybody's interested in it. And in that video, I kind of do that same thing and help people to visualize and also work with that sound energy in order to kind of, like you said, you know, create that vibrational attraction field that really makes a huge difference. Because what we do and we don't realize it is that, let's just say we'll take our last caller as an example, although I'm not picking on her because we all do it. Mm-hmm. But what we tend to do a lot of times is we kind of focus on what we're not getting. And so the tape that runs around in our mind is, well, this person is doing this and not making me happy, or I want this person to do that and they're not doing it, or I want this to be happening in my life and it's not happening. And when we have that inner dialogue that's really about what we're not getting instead of what we're getting, what happens is we attract more of what we don't want.
Right. I mean, it's almost on a very deep conscious and deep subconscious, the negative. And what a lot of the mantras do, many things, but it also gets us to deeply subconsciously believe and get all the negative out. Right. You know, I have a client. Well, I have many clients, but I have one client in particular that she had said, well, I try all kinds of positive things. I've tried all that. And she said, but nothing ever works.
Right, yeah.
And so she's saying she's tried it, and she tried it for a week. and then it didn't work. So she's actually saying she thinks positive, but nothing ever works. So she's also saying something very negative.
Right, so she's negating her efforts.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You know
no, it's unfortunately, you know, we got to train our mind. We got to train our thoughts, and we got to train, you know, there's a lot of discipline. You know, sometimes I tell women, and I know it doesn't sound very sexy at all, but I tell women that they have to go into dating almost as if they're starting a part-time job or a new career.
Oh, I've said that to people, yes.
Yeah, you know, because it really takes, yeah, it takes discipline, it takes energy, it takes awareness, it takes commitment, it takes a willingness to kind of really learn new things and act in new ways. It's, you know, you can receive so much in a powerful, good relationship, but you also have to kind of really give a lot, too, to receive that. And a lot of what we give is really to ourselves, you know, kind of like you're saying, you know, a mantra, another word, a lot of times people call that also affirmation. You know, all of that kind of energy that we put out there is kind of the work, it's paving the, you know, the road for that person to kind of really travel into your vibration with.
You know, something that I've noticed, when the mantras are really getting through to our subconscious and really creating a good energy around us, one sign that I've noticed is very common, I hear this very often, is once it becomes very ingrained, almost second nature, and things start actually happening, the person, when they say the mantra, it actually makes them feel happy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. I like that. Yeah,
the mantra itself, you know, makes them feel happy, yes.
Yeah, at first what happens, I think you're right, is that what happens is that a lot of the old negativity comes up when we start saying a positive affirmation or mantra. You know, if we say something like, I am attracting unconditional love, I am attracting a partner that can love me, and I can share abundantly in love and relationship, whatever it may be, then a lot of times what starts to come up is all that, oh, no, that's not happened. When I opened myself before, I got hurt. And I think that's a really good signal, what you just said, is that you know it's working when it's working, when you're happy. Just
you'll start feeling happy, yes.
Right. Yeah.
First, when you start saying, and I tell my clients, I said, listen, say something positive that, you know, makes you, that you want, and even if you don't feel it, say it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Say it. And but as it is really taking root and changing the vibration around them, and it's really, you'll start feeling happy when you say it.
Yeah.
That is a sign, that is a definite sign you can look at that things are changing, and I'm really changing inside. And, you know, when I talk about intuition, you know, I have, at the end of each chapter, I have, they're called psychic edge exercises. I call them the psychic edge. Because when we are developed, when our intuition is developed, we have an edge in relationships and in life, and when we're attuned intuitively. And our mind is, and our psychic intuition and everything, our mind is a muscle. And our mind is exercising the psychic muscle. We exercise our body when we want to tone up, and the psychic edge exercises I have exercise our psychic muscle. And you'd be surprised, women would be surprised at how much control they can have over their own love life and their own happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, I think innately our intuition is, you know, one of the things I talk about in my book, Love and Intuition, is that, you know, love by its very nature is something that we don't always fully understand. It's kind of mysterious and it's elusive and, well, we think it is. It's really not, but sometimes it feels that way. And it's not something logical. It's not something that we can kind of, you know, feel in terms of, you know, like an object or a thing or a place. It's something that is just this energy that can be
people love someone
powerful,
that is totally different than them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and intuition is kind of the same way. You know, intuition, I think, is it has some of the same qualities of that. We can't touch it in terms of like an object. It's not a thing. It's an energy that is actually very compatible with love. They speak the same language.
Oh, yeah. You know? Very much.
Yeah. And so it's a funny thing, but as you develop your intuition, you actually develop your ability to understand love more and to be able to kind of vibrate with it in the way that Louise and I are talking about, as a vibration, as a real energy out there, and how to work with that energy. It's not just thin air. There is a real energy of love and attraction. And when we, and what, you know, Louise is talking about using an affirmation or a mantra, is about really kind of like vibrating to that energy and being able to understand it in a way that we can have more control. We can be part of the game, you know, in a way that is really fulfilling.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling, you know, so many people feel just so like it's just like poof, you know, it's there or it's not there. When is it coming? What is it? What is it? What is it? But you know,
yes, you know,
really,
something interesting. I have a lot of clients that I'm telling them to do affirmations, and they'll ask me. They'll, you know, they'll start out and they'll be like, okay, I'll do it, but you know, they're really not into it. But then they start. But one thing that I notice is that I have many clients that once they're doing the affirmation, it really takes root. The seeds are sown in the universe and the energy around them. That many times they start. They tell me that they're feeling happier with themselves.
Absolutely.
And I've had women.
Right. Yeah, that's love. I mean, it's absolutely love. When we feel it, we can actually, you know, it's part of us. We're going to have to go to another a break right now. You're listening to Intuit University. My guest is Louise Helene, and we'll be right back.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard. You're listening to Intuit University, and I appreciate your listening in today. We're talking about relationships and love and intuition, psychic energy, all that kind of thing, with my guest, Louise Helene. And one of the things that I'd like to just touch on with you, Louise, because I know that you talk about this some, and I always find this fascinating myself, is dreams. What do dreams have to do with relationships and intuition and dating and all that kind of thing?
I feel that they play, they can, with some people it's a little bit more developed, but it can, because sometimes in dreams things will come out that we're ignoring. Mm-hmm. And I feel it's very important for people to have a pad of paper and a pen next to the bed. When you remember your dream, write it down. And then look at it later. Also, going to bed. It's a very, our mind, it doesn't have the blocks that it does when we're awake.
Right.
The dream state opens up many doors for us. Intuitively, it opens doors. Energetically, it opens doors. And I feel that people, when you go to sleep, think of the person. That if you have someone in mind, think of that person. And go to bed with them on your mind. And then see where your dream, or you can even go to bed, is he the one? Is he my soulmate? And then go to bed. And if it doesn't work the first time, do it. It doesn't take that much work. Have a pad of paper and a pen. Write down what you remember from your dreams. You will see, people will see some things or a pattern in their dreams. If they're looking for someone, to recognize the person. I've had clients that actually, I have one client that was, and I told her to, she was looking for someone. And I told her to, put the pad of paper and pen next to the bed and to think, she would say, I want to see my soulmate. I want to see my life partner. And I told her to do this. She said, I think she'd been doing this for about a month. She actually saw a man in her dream, and there were certain things about him. She said that she couldn't remember exactly, but she said there were certain things about him. He had on like a red shirt, and she remembered that very clearly. And she had done a marathon, and she did meet her life partner, and he was wearing a red shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And there were certain things in there that she recognized. So she actually did see someone with some of the things that she saw in her dream. So the dreams and the sleep state opened many doors for people. Because a lot of people have some blocks when it comes to intuition and psychic things.
Yeah, I myself have experienced that. I ended a relationship once because of a dream. Well, it wasn't because of the dream. It was just the dream made it really clear to me what was going on. And the dream came to me, and I already knew, but it was, one of those things that I have gotten to the place in my own life. Because even when you're intuitive, sometimes having a dream really can emphasize and things that you kind of know, but you kind of almost need an exclamation point on them. But now, for me, I pay so much attention to my dreams when it comes to relationships and all kinds of relationships. Because like you're just saying, sometimes things will come up that make a situation or a person or my own feelings, my own you know, what I'm needing to grow, what I'm needing to kind of learn about myself will be really broadcast to me in a dream. And it can be a wonderful kind of way to really accelerate a relationship energy and to attract someone and to kind of, like you're saying, even get a better sense of who someone is. You know, I've had that same experience where I've had clients who have told me that they've met, they actually have seen a partner of theirs in a dream before meeting them.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really a fun thing because at that level of energy, when someone really is energetically connecting to you at night, because I think that sometimes not only do we see them from our own psychic energy, but we can even interact with people, their energy, their spirit at night. And there can be a lot of healing between people.
Yes, you know, I have a client that her boyfriend was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, gosh.
And she had not been able to move on from that. Uh-huh. And I was telling her to try some different things, and she saw him in a dream.
Yeah.
And he told her, he said, "I will see you again," and he told her, "Be happy."
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, that's really good. I'll tell you what.
She was happy, and she was able to move on then because you know, he was in the other realm, and she was moving forward, but it helped her, and she really did see, he spoke to her in a dream. So
yeah, you know, visitations like that can be so powerful, too.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody really comes in, you know, because part of the work I do is also as a medium. And I have had people tell me incredible stories about their connection with loved ones that, and it's not just, I mean, it comes in as maybe a night when we're sleeping, but that's simply because the conscious mind is allowing us to, it goes to sleep, you know, and it allows the spirit to, you know, to kind of be more aware. Now, let's just talk about like a common question that women may have here, and I talk a lot about this in my book too, about how we know when we're in a real love relationship. What are the signs, or how do you tell women, how do they know if they found the one?
Well, the one, you will feel a sense of happiness when you're around this person. You will definitely feel it. You'll feel a sense of happiness. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be challenges in the relationship.
Right.
But you will feel a sense of happiness, and it will feel, it'll almost feel like you're complete.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, you know, sometimes women misinterpret things and they're trying to make something fit. So it's very important that women realize that it's okay to wait, and if something takes a little longer, it's worth waiting for. But it will, you will have a feeling of being complete.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
and many times of feeling familiar with the person.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, when I talk about too is that one of the, like, I think, you know, kind of what you're saying with happiness is that what happens, too, I've found, is that when you're with someone who really has that, you know, unconditional love, that you're really bonded with that real love, then I've found, too, that you kind of, like, just love everybody, too. You know, it's like that love expands your love of everyone. Not only do you kind of fall in love with the partner, but you also love kind of the mailman, and you know, you're just in a better place all over. You know, where people used to aggravate you, you're kind of like, oh yeah, okay, well, you must be in a hurry, go ahead and just move in front of me, or you know, we're kind of just like in that bubble of energy that is bigger than the two people, almost. You know, it's like there's that energy of what love really is that's present.
It is a feeling of harmony.
Harmony with
the world.
You know, I didn't realize the time. I think we're just about out of time here. I do want to again let you all know about Louise Helene's website, www.louisehelenethepsychic.com. Check her out. Check her book out. I Saw Your Future and He's Not It, A Psychic's Guide to True Love. My book, Love and Intuition. We're both Llewellyn authors. And it's been great having you, Louise. I wish you the best
success. Thank you very much. It was lovely being on your show.
Yeah, and next week we're going to be back. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about love and intuition. I'm going to be talking a little bit about spiritual codependency, which is something that we don't always recognize in ourselves and in others, but it can really kind of get in our way of having healthy, loving relationships, and it can limit us in other ways. So next week, check me out, same time, same day, and we will be going into that, and I will be taking your calls again next week. So have a wonderful week, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.